summary. When we look at this piece of art, made by the Austrian artist Maximilian Jantscher, we are shown here something from history. In the middle of Europe, in the Alps, in the Habsburg monarchy, they were Roman Catholics, the family of Habsburg, and in those days, an area around Salzburg was a dominion of the Roman Catholic Church, of the Archbishop of Salzburg. And he heard that in a certain valley, high up in the mountains, 1,500 meters high, the valley on this level, so three parts of the year, snow. And there, Protestants came up in a dominion of the Roman Catholic territory. And the Archbishop was so furious about it, and he ordered, throw them out, send them away. I do not want to have any Protestants in my dominion. And people told him, if they all go away, there will be thorns and thistles. They are farmers. If they do not care for the land, it will be lost for us. And no more taxes will be there when there is no one around. And this Archbishop, he said, it's better that thorns and thistles are there than Protestants. In the winter of 1684 and 1685, and there happened something in the Defferreckental in Osttirol, in Austria. Families, hundreds of families, had to leave because they were Protestant families and they did not want to give up their faith. So they were ordered, leave the country. Leave it. I do not want you to be here anymore. But your children, you have to leave behind. And here we see such a scene, a father kissing his son for the last time. Religious oppression. It happened in Israel thousands of years ago, and it happened 300 years ago, it happened and happened in history again and again. On the right, at the bottom, we see the spiritual leaders and the soldiers. Soldiers are used to perform the duties. They have to work for the Roman Catholic Church. And these people were sent away in winter time at Christmas when the snow was as high and thick as people were tall. Religious oppression. It happened in the past, again and again. And God hates it. And he hears the cries of the oppressed. He saw the tears of fathers and mothers. He saw their weeping, and we have stories that one of these children, he was brought as he was young, to Roman Catholic family, trained to Roman Catholic faith, and he was told about his father and mother, how bad they had behaved, how badly. They have left you as a young child, they have gone away. So they are sick in their mind. And when he had grown up, this Protestant boy who had now become a Roman Catholic citizen, he wanted to look for his parents, and he followed their footsteps, and he said, if I find them, I will tell them my opinion about leaving me behind as a young child, because he was misinformed. And really, he found his father and his mother in their old days. And then they told him the truth. He was shocked. So he was misinformed. And he continued his way in the following. He wrote a book. And this book was sold among the children who had now been grown-ups and had been trained in the Roman Catholic tradition. And this book was spread widely and read widely. And many of these children who had been left behind and had been trained to be Roman Catholics became then Protestants again when they were grown-ups, when they discovered the real history of their life.